so much for tuning in. This is RadioTubeTV.com, ear to the streets, and we're going to report on what's, you know, went down with Nick Gordon, found guilty, legally responsible for death of Bobby Christina Brown. Now, Bobby Christina Brown's partner, Nick Gordon, lost a wrongful death suit brought against him by her estate, rendering him legally responsible for her death. Now, the Associated Press, via Page Six, reports that the Fulton County Superior Court Judge T. Jackson Bedford signed an order September 16, 2016, that says Gordon repeatedly failed to meet court deadlines in the case. As a result, the conservator of Brown's estate was the default winner. Brown estate filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Gordon in August of 2015, alleging Brown died after a physical fight with Gordon and after her allegedly placed her in a bathtub unconscious and injected her with a toxic mixture, reported E! News. A spokesperson for Gordon previously called the lawsuit slanderous and meritless. Brown was found unresponsive in the bathtub on January 2015, a fate that bore terrifying resemblance to how her mother, legendary singer Whitney Houston, died in February 2012. Now, Brown was in a coma for months and placed in hospice care before her death in July 2015 at the age of 22. The $10 million suit, for which Brown's father, singer Bobby Brown, is also a plaintiff, accused Gordon of domestic violence and making unauthorized money transfers from Bobby Christina's bank account into his account when she was in the hospital. Now, E! News reports that jury trial will determine how much Gordon will pay for Bobby Christina's estate and damages, but notes that Gordon has not been charged with any crimes. In March 2016, Gordon's attorneys urged prosecutors to announce to the public that there were no evidence of wrongdoing in her death, but medical examiners claimed they couldn't determine whether or not her death was an accident. After Bobby Brown's daughter's death, Bobby Christina, as well as Whitney Houston's daughter, Gordon gave a slew of interviews about the relationship with her, sharing intimate details about their life together, including revelation to the Daily Mail that Brown suffered two miscarriages as well. So there is more to the story than that, but at this time, you let me know what you think on what's going down with the Gordon family drama with his mother and also the Brown camp. If you don't know the backstory on him, he was a young child when he actually was adopted by Whitney Houston, claiming that his parents didn't want him, or I'm not really even sure if his mother had cancer. I'm not really sure. I reported on it about a year ago on our old channel that we actually had, that we closed down due to unforeseen issues. So we restarted this account in hopes to basically create more content and make sure that we're here all the time. So with that being said, I did report on that, and during that investigative report that I did make, I did uncover a few different things. There were some leaks in the courts that were about the girl that actually said that he was in the room with her that night and said he wanted a girl like her, and what he meant by that is someone that wasn't Bobby Christina and obviously not African American, which is nothing wrong with that. He just has a preference, whatever the case is. But it's the same night that his girlfriend got drowned and killed in the tub, whether it been something that he did or if it was an accident, we're not really sure. And due to the report from the medical examiner, it seems that they're undetermined as to, you know, how the death happened. But as far as I know, for the court proceedings that just happened on September 16th, there have been, you know, some indications that he did have something to do with it. It's just kind of like O.J. Simpson case. You know, I don't know what happened. I was not there. But it's just kind of strange that, you know, he gets in trouble again and goes to jail for more years than we would ever expect. And then we find out that he actually suffers from a traumatic brain issue that Junior Seau had and a couple other people. I actually know because my uncle went to school with Junior Seau in California. And so the point of all this is, a lot of football players do struggle with this brain injury issue just because of how things are as far as getting your head smashed in every day, and you're getting paid millions of dollars to do it, so you kind of have to do it. But I just want to go ahead and say, you know, it's a shame that happened to him, that he's been diagnosed later in life and not in the beginning. And it's unfortunate that Nicole Brown did not get to see her children grow up. And at this point, Bobby Christina didn't enjoy her life. So I just want to go ahead and say, you know, it's really sad to say that people, you know, are being killed for no reason. But at the same time, it just makes me wonder, you know, is Nick Gordon the bad person in the situation based off of what I saw on the actual Dr. Phil show was that he seemed to be inconsolable, crazy, like as if he was being convicted of murder right there on television. So, I mean, I'm just saying it from my own opinion. I'm not saying that's actually what happened, but he was really crazy, and I don't think it's because he was just on something. I think it's because he was on something. It enhances the guiltiness inside of his soul. So that's just my own opinion, but hey, I'm just a DJ on a radio station, so what do I know? So at this point in time, let me know what you think about what's going down with Bobby Christina, and you know, this conspiracy theory that it's basically Nick Gordon that did it, and that he should be going to jail for the death of Bobby Christina, and that he drowned her and tried to cover up the murder with a toxic cocktail. What do you think about that? At the same time, there actually was a book that was actually made by Bobby Brown, and later we'll go ahead and do a review on the book and what we actually our thoughts on that book that he created. That kind of doesn't say so much. I would say your wife's not here to defend herself. Please don't write a book like that. But hey, we all have our own opinions and our own stories to tell. So let me know what you think, and we'll be back in a few moments for some more information. Thank you for tuning in to Ear to the Streets with me, DJ Harmony. Go ahead and like, subscribe, and come back next time for some updated news on Saturdays and weekly as the updates come in. Thank you for tuning in, and you have a great rest of your day.